big fan. You got Chip?
You got the dog.
Whoa.
Shorty P.
Why is it every time, man?
What?
Why can't you just be stationary? Just come up with something.
Nah.
He's always got something.
You gotta be different every day.
Yeah.
Different like food chains.
Lots of stuff this week.
Yeah.
Huge.
Oh, yeah.
Tyson, I just want to start with this because I just saw it. Mike Tyson posts, social media made y'all way too comfortable with disrespecting people and not getting punched in the face for it.
Oh, yeah. That's a true story.
That is very true.
It is so fucking true. Well, other than the Bolts.
Other than the Bolts, what else is there?
I mean, Stanley Cup champions. Did you see they had another thing, too, that not really anybody else has done?
What's that?
The kind of damage that they did to the trophy?
Oh, yeah. That's been done before.
I mean, I've heard the stories of them leaving
trophies.
Well,
it's got to go back to Montreal.
Yeah, they
happen to go back and get it.
Yeah.
It's awesome that it has to go back to their city.
But that's not like the real cup. Like, that's their, you know, display carry-around cup. They carry around the real cup during the ice. The first time they get it, that's the real cup. But when they go out and party with it, that's not the real
stadium. How do you know that?
It's a replica.
I don't believe that.
It's a presentation cup.
No, it's the real cup.
There's one in the Hall of Fame that's always there. And there's three cups.
Yeah, you can
look it up. There's three cups. One's retired, one's in the Hall of Fame. It's always there. But then there's two of them that they alternate. There's the real deal Stanley Cup, and then there's one that's just like it. For incidents like this,
and it just keeps growing. And so the one that's in Hall of Fame
is
just
three of
them.
There's three of them. They got retired in 1960.
We gotta look
this up.
Look it up.
What day? September 12th.
I don't know what day. I'm just saying. I did do some research over the weekend because I was kind of curious.
Number one.
Number one, sometimes you need a glute, sometimes maybe
glute, sometimes maybe.
What do we got, Shorty P, fact checker over there with your alien computer?
Jeez, man. I'm checking it out. I'll get back to you.
Oh, okay, my bad. I mean, you got a computer, too. You can look it up, too.
I'm still
fact check both.
All of Kucherov's interviews. Every single interview this guy does is a gold mine.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I think he got the Fox News in trouble or whatever.
He just might have.
He was F
bomb. Like,
these guys were trash.
So, as far as like celebrations go, like for teams, you know, celebrating with that, I know we had the pandemic last year, but prior to that, I've kind of witnessed some parades on TV with this show. I don't think I've ever seen a team actually get involved with the crowd as much as they did.
They really did.
The Bucks always were separate off. Like, they didn't have, but these guys were behind the bar pouring shots. Like, Sean had video on Snap of who was it pouring Fireball in people's mouth? Kalorn?
It was Kalorn.
Yeah. He was wearing a Bucks jersey, too.
Well, I've kind of waited long enough. Is your story that you wouldn't tell me or that your brother wouldn't tell me for the last few days have something to do with the parade?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's hear it. Yeah. I've been waiting long enough. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Bo is wrong, by the way.
What is it? All right, we'll get back to
that. There are no more Stanley Cups being replicated. There are no more Stanley Cups being replicated. In other major sports like MLB, NBA, and the NFL, each team is given a replica of their respective trophy, but not in the NHL. A team will get to keep the Stanley Cup for celebration purposes during the summer, but it is given back to the trustees of the Hockey Hall of Fame at the start of the next regular season. No replicas.
It's not a replica. I'm just saying this one says that there's three of them. There's a Domino Challenge Cup, the Lord Stanley Cup, and then the Presentation Cup.
I'm telling you, the whole point of the Stanley Cup and why it's like one of the most cherished
trophies. I understand that.
Is because everybody, like so many people have held this.
The alien has spoken. Alien has spoken.
Yeah, whatever.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
Yeah. All right, so back to the boat parade. So we took off work a little early, and we also worked that Saturday before. So Monday came around, and a couple of my buddies got a table at American Social, and we're just hanging out. Boats go by, whatever. Just hung out, you know. Next thing you know, we got word that they're closing off the section over there, and that's where all the players are coming after the boat parade. So they start kicking people out of that area, putting up bunch of, you know, shrub and trees, like kind of blocking it so you can't walk through. Next thing you know, players start showing up, start walking in the, you know, club atmosphere of it. And, you know, we are outside. They're just walking around, hanging out, partying, taking photos with people, taking shots, just having a blast.
Who else did you see out there? Jamel Dean?
Yeah, we ran into Jamel Dean. We seen him out there. He was, you know, getting football ready.
Nice.
But chopped it up with him for a little bit. But listen to this. These guys, the rain start coming down and they're spraying champagne. It's going crazy.
Really?
They got water balloons. They start throwing these water balloons. People are getting hit left, right.
Oh, these are the players.
Players are throwing. And then their family members. And everyone's just having a blast, you know. People were chanting, whatever. Players would come up, spray them. And somebody, I think it was either Chernick or it was Colton, chucked a water balloon, hit me right in the eye, and I was like, let's go. I got me good, man.
Other time, you would have been ready to fight.
Yeah, but it was an awesome time. I mean, those guys looked like they had a blast. I had a blast for the 5 hours I was there.
Well, they had a blast. Did you see the pictures and videos of Yanni Gordon?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anybody partied harder than that guy.
Yeah, oh. They deserve it, man. And a lot of those guys, Hedman was playing through a torn meniscus. Mm-hmm. Cooch had broken ribs. A couple guys had broken hands.
I think somebody had a goddamn rod in their leg.
Yeah, that was Pat. That was Pat Maroon.
Pat Maroon.
He blocked that shot back again in October this year again. So
I think they're trying to get back Maroon.
Yeah, I think I believe that's all hockey ever is though.
Yeah. Well, no, not well. COVID year obviously wasn't the same.
No. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, those guys look like they're having a blast. I had a blast out there. It was a lot of fun.
Stanley Cup jet ski tour.
Had one too many tequilas.
Did you?
Yeah. I was hurting the next day at work.
Were you out? You weren't out.
No, sir. I drove by it, actually.
I like how he said, we got off work a little early. The parade started at 11, and they said they were already there. The boat started to go by, which means you got off work at like 9:30.
No, some of the guys left at 10. I stayed until about 11:30. I shot right over there. Got out, parked. Boats had just went by when I was pulling up there, but my buddies were already there. So I was a little late, but I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was different from the Bucks parade, like you said.
There was a little bit more restrictions to everything.
Yeah, everything was.
Was there more people? You went to both, right?
Yeah.
Do you think there was more people at the Bucks or the Lightning parade?
I looked on TV that there's more people.
Lightning parade, it was pretty packed, but I think there was more boats at the Bucks parade, and the boats went all the way down the strip. So, I mean, this year they said no boats for the Lightning parade.
All those boats that were in the canal were actually like player families, parts of the organization. It wasn't any personal boats.
I believe so. Yes, or invite only. Yeah, because they had everything guarded off.
Okay.
Yeah, but like I said, those guys look like they're having a blast, the straight blast. I wish they would have served. You know, some Bush lattes out there. I'd love to shotgun a few.
Was a Bud Light only?
No, they had I tried to get one of those Coors cans sold.
Yeah,
those
are loaded. Did you hear about that?
What?
Where I guess they took, well, they said it was from game five, but it was originally from game one. They took ice in between intermissions or when the Zambonis would come out, and they sent it off to Colorado, and they would brew a special batch of Coors Light beer with the shaved ice from the rink on game one.
What if there's blood on there? Because a few people got knocked out.
Yeah, Gallagher got her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that was game one, but I'm pretty sure they were all FDA regulated, everything like that.
So. What about COVID test?
I don't know, man. That's not even a thing.
He said it, I didn't. Jeez,
I'll drink the Kool-Aid, boys.
So some other news around the league. Funny one. Brady, I guess, is signing on with Subway.
Is he really?
He refuses to eat it.
Yeah, I heard about that the other day on the radio. I thought it was just some sort of spoof.
Make that money, Tommy.
But now they were going to say, like, he's going to come up with his own Brady menu, and that's what's going to reevaluate Subway. But it's got to be by his ingredients, his way, his order.
Did you guys see the ESPYs this weekend at all?
I did. Did you see? I love the intro when the guy was talking about Shikari? Shikari?
I think it's Shikari. I'm not sure how to say the name.
The guy was making the jokes about, you know, being too high or whatever, so they can't do in the Olympics.
Yeah.
This girl, did you see, though, that she got a $250,000 offer?
For what?
From Dr. Dabber.
Nice. Of being a sponsor?
Yes.
Oh, bye-bye Olympics.
She got a $250,000. I don't know if she took it or not, but she got a $250,000 offer. And then the other girl, what was her name? Clemens. She ran with like Cool Ranch Dorito earrings in one of her races,
really?
And now she just got a sponsorship deal.
Here we go.
So wait, suspended for getting high, and then and then offered a. Tell me how that works now.
No, she. I guess she
offered a deal from Dabber.
Yeah, Dr. Dabber.
Wow.
$250K. Now, what is it they actually dab?
Well, I mean, put the two and two together here.
Oh,
jeez.
They're not doing Bible study.
No. Too bad. They should.
Oh,
might be running the Olympics if they did.
Yeah. So the Bucks took best team of the year.
Yeah, they did, as they should.
Tom Brady took.
You know, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad that the Lightning weren't even nominated in there.
I know, right? That's pretty mind blowing.
There was, I don't think there was one hockey team nor one basketball team in the top teams.
Oh my God. They offered her $250K for this. The good folks over at Dr. Dabber, thank you, TMZ Sports, a vaping org specializing in all things weed, have extended a cannabis laced olive branch to the U.S. Sprinting Star. It's a high paying job that doesn't really require a whole lot of physical labor. Test our products.
Uh huh. That's a blessing.
Yeah, she'll be an ambassador of sorts.
Jeez.
An ambassador. Wow.
$250K.
Yeah, I would take that.
You think?
Yeah, screw you, gold medals.
How about Peyton Manning's first pitch of the All-Star game?
I didn't.
He did the first pitch last night?
It was bad.
Was it?
Yeah.
I know, I saw him with the thumb.
Hey, Chip, quick question.
Yeah.
Why do pitchers pull up one leg when they're pitching?
Well, that is, why did they do that?
Because if they pulled up both of them, they'd fall over.
Oh, my gosh, wow.
One for dog.
How about Cooch's, again, talking about his interviews, after his...
Oh, he beer bashed a dude. Yeah.
Bud Light a sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, him that and was Hedman, a classic. That's number one. Shoot.
Isn't him and Hedman get it?
I don't know if Hedman did or not. Yeah, but I didn't realize that Vazzy, Sergachev, and these guys, they've known each other since they were like teenagers and stuff.
Yeah, they're all Russian.
Yeah, no.
Or Hedman's, are you serious? Hedman's
Russian.
Not Russian, is he?
No, it's Vasilevsky,
Sergachev, and Kuch. Wusenhausen.
Yeah, that's crazy, huh? They've all played against each other or played with each other.
Exactly.
So I think we kind of neglected it, though, last week, that even though the Lightning did win the Stanley Cup last Wednesday, that the Rays actually... Or no, hit it.
Oh.
Seven innings.
And, I mean, that was all over the news.
It wasn't. Nothing got overshadowed by the other team winning another title.
Well, listen to this.
Can't win them all.
All-Star game was last night.
And that
How many Rays participated?
There actually was,
three Rays. Three Rays played.
With the whole coaching staff.
With the whole coaching staff. One of them hit a home run.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Mike
Zazina hit a bomb opposite field. And then another point.
Dog.
And, I think the pitcher, I forget his name, he
Kittredge,
yeah, Adam Kittredge. He had three up, three down.
Really?
Pretty good.
Jerry Wendell, but I don't know if he saw I went there really.
The American League has won that game 8 years in a row.
No.
Are we talking dynasty?
No. National League won it 5 years in a row prior to that, didn't it?
It doesn't matter. 8 years in a row. Are we talking dynasty? The AO dynasty?
It's like reality TV.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. The MVP.
It's all scripted. Everything with baseball is scripted.
It's scripted?
They know who's going to win.
Why is that? How's your Team USA doing out there?
Oh, they lost to Nigeria.
And they lost to Australia.
Nigeria.
Australia.
Australia, I can understand. They've actually got some pretty good talent, but Nigeria?
Hey, man. That's your guys out there wanting flops and fouls. I guess the FBI. What is it? The FIBA? FIBA?
Yeah. FIBA.
Yeah, you didn't think I knew that one, did you?
No, I think you're right, actually.
That's probably one of your trivia questions. Go ahead and mark that one off.
Actually, speaking of trivia,
that's a Bozap.
What was that bowling
one? I fell down a rabbit hole doing some show prep. That stuff you know you do, show prep. That stuff.
Oh, the stuff like when you're working until about 6:30?
Yeah, that stuff.
That stuff, gotcha.
And guess what I fell on?
Seinfeld.
Nope, Little Bit of Woodrow Rappers.
Oh, man. Oh,
here we go. Here we go.
They're actually pretty good. All right, what about Conor McGregor?
Hey, said he'd break me leg, but never break me arms.
The guy, so they think that if you watch the fight, the guy, or Conor, would kick him. He gave like a block here, and it looked like his ankle wrapped around his elbow.
It was his knee.
I understand, but then you saw Dustin point and be like, like he knows
your legs just jacked.
Yeah, and then literally the next step, bro, that was so brutal.
It was pretty bad, but it was funny, like, the whole thing after. And then Joe Rogan goes over to him and starts saying, your wife's in me DMs. Yeah, get out of here.
Your wife's in my DMs.
We don't know. We don't fucking care.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of bullocks.
He puts on a great show, though.
That's all he is.
He's a showman.
That's all he is.
Because he's getting his ass kicked lately.
The fight before Sugar Shane, that was a good fight.
How about Jake Paul and Woodley? Who's going to take it?
I hope Woodley whoops his ass.
If you watch
I'm over both of them.
I'm over both of them. Oh, the Pauls.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Woodley, if you watch the little interview thing that they just did where they put the fighters up on stage and obviously the questions, he looks like he's dead serious.
I think
he's ready for the fight.
I don't think
he's pissed. He's like, you haven't fought anybody. You fought an NBA guy. You fought this
but
guy.
But then again, it could all just be for that. He gets a bigger bag if he goes down.
Who knows, man?
But then you literally humiliate yourself if you get knocked out by a Disney kid.
Yeah.
You will be known as the big tough guy that got knocked out by a Disney kid. I think, to me, it looks like his reputation is worth more than any amount.
It sounds like you think this could be bought. You think maybe someone's going to buy this fight?
Oh, I think
that last fighter, the last fighter has been bought.
Yeah.
The last one has been. I think the first one, too, was Lamar Odom.
And when Floyd did Logan Paul.
Lamar Odom?
Was it Lamar Odom?
I don't know. I didn't even know that guy was still out there.
No.
Nate Robinson.
Nick
Carter?
Nick Carter. And,
what?
Lamar
Mariah Carey's guy?
Yeah, they fought.
Like no, Aaron Carter. Aaron Carter.
I'm over those
Carter?
Guys, too.
Jeez.
You need to get the duck to a point.
Hey, I got a quick video game ahead. You guys like video games?
Yeah. Sure, God, yeah.
No, okay.
Let's go for it.
Old games versus new games. Like, you could have the PS5 or you could have
old games
like
versus
your
new
favorite
games.
System
PS2
growing up.
Would you rather?
No, just a quick question. Old games versus new games. Like,
old games.
Yeah.
Old school.
I'm going to say old games, man.
Yeah, listen,
Mike Tyson's punch out, man.
Wow. You start paying homage.
I'm going new games. The graphics are so much better. Like,
yeah, but games as a kid, like, it's just like
yeah,
you're
I
in your own
it.
World.
I get
like,
it.
You get it, like, I don't know.
I get it, but guess what? Imagine if you were a kid right now playing games.
No. Well, I mean, all
because I have to do this whole thing called Life Over.
Soon. Maybe that's the next step of this stuff.
Yeah. I'd take the N64 era. All
right.
I think that's my favorite era.
What's better? Techno Bowl? Bo Jackson?
Techno Bowl.
Or 04 Mike Vick on Madden?
04
Mike
Vick on Madden. Techno Bowl, these are like one of the originals, man.
Yeah,
that's like saying, is that better than Pitbull?
You can't stop Bo
Pac-Man.
Jackson, though. Bo Jackson is the ultimate cheat code. He never goes down.
You're playing your buddy, right? You win with, you know, hands down, you just beat them bad.
That's generally what happens. Go ahead.
Or you get a glitch in the game,
okay,
and it goes your way, and you barely win the game.
So you're saying I won on a glitch?
Like it was a
wow.
It was like a close one, but like
I'm a lot of things, but I'm not that guy.
He said you're a glitch. Wow. He said I'm a lot of things. I'm not a glitch.
I'm not that guy. I'm not winning on a glitch. It's a regame. Regame, restart.
Using like a hidden character or hidden gem, like a hidden player or whatever, or using like the best guy.
That's
like,
that's the problem with your guys' generation, is that you're always looking for an easy way.
Oh, so you're going to use
or,
the best
or a leg up. I mean, you got to put in the
a leg
bro.
Up?
So
yeah,
like,
I mean, like Pac-Man didn't have an assistant.
Oh, my gosh. I think, aren't we all looking for a leg up?
Yeah.
I mean, I am. I'm putting it in, but I'm looking for a leg up too.
Yeah,
you find them with the dog.
So this is Smash Brothers. Who are you picking?
I've never played Super. My kids play that game.
Oh, really? Try it.
He said his kids. Wow, he said his kids.
All right, that was it for the little video game time.
Hey, it was different.
I like that.
How about the All-Star fan fail? You saw that? The guy that fell over the railing.
Oh, trying to get the ball, yeah.
Man.
I think that was a Hummer Derby, actually. Not the, like,
yeah, director. Exactly.
I didn't get to watch that Hummer Derby because I was partaking in the parade still.
The Hummer Derby was very exciting.
Was it still going on at that time?
So here's another one.
6:30.
The two finalists, I forget, Henley, I think was his name. He plays for the Orioles, I believe. And then Pete Alonso, who's also a Tampa native, actually won the Hummer Derby.
Back to back.
Only other player to do is King Griffey Jr. So you can just put another title that the
just
Tampa native
title.
On the Tampa side.
Tampa Bay. This is
Vanderbilt. He's actually, that's the kid that, the guy you work with, you used to coach with him.
Who?
JB.
Oh, yeah.
That's him.
Oh, where you give him to throw. But, you
know. I don't know.
Washington football team tried
to throw. What were they, the Warriors? Warriors. Yeah, good luck with that.
Washington Warriors?
The Redskins bet. I guess Native Americans said, no.
But wasn't that a...
Warriors?
That's Golden State, right?
Yeah. But that's a different kind of Warrior, apparently, because it's in the same...
So it should be able to go, right?
Hey, man. I think the WFT is just a good thing, but it's just switched out on the WTF. What the fuck they're doing?
Scottie Pippen renting out his Chicago home to fans for the Olympics watch parties.
Yeah, because he broke.
I love it when
I'm going to rent my apartment out. I just said his apartment.
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen's apartment?
No, his home.
Oh, it's
Chicago home.
Home.
Yeah. Jake Ball, I don't feel bad for Conor McGregor. He's a piece of shit.
I mean, it's kind of funny.
I met Scottie Pippen in the mall when I was a kid, man. He's still around?
Yeah.
Well, his wife is definitely around.
You got to give it to him, man. He's
like three or four like young NBA stars.
I don't know about the wife. I don't know about all that nonsense.
You're not talking about he was dealing with. I mean, Bronny James is like a 19 year old.
Who?
Did you guys hear though that the rumors are true? Anthony Richardson will be wearing number 15 for quarterback for the University of Florida.
Anthony Richardson?
Who's that? I hear that.
It's like a 5-star recruit, a 4-star recruit.
15 is a big number. That was
four.
Yeah, I know.
That's like first time.
He should be able to do that.
It's the first time.
This year?
They're calling him AR-15.
Oh.
That's what they're calling him?
Anthony Richardson.
Here come the liberals.
Oh, here we go.
What you got?
Nothing.
Excuse me.
That was what I was...
I wouldn't have my comment.
Oh, okay. All right, what about, did you guys happen to see the video of the Rock at his house with the hawk and the snake?
I don't think so.
Just weird shit out.
I don't think so.
Oh, he's like trying to get to his gym, right? He's standing in like, obviously, some room in his house. He's trying to get down to his gym, which is a detached piece of, or detached home on his property. And literally, right outside his door, there's a hawk that had caught a snake. I'm saying that, a big ass hawk. Just munching down this thing. And he puts it on social media, of course.
I didn't get to see that. I'll have to check it out.
See, how is it that a 45-year-old sees more on social media than you guys?
Because I go to parades and stuff and, like, get up. I don't.
I just said he goes to parades. You went to one parade, two parades all year.
I have no time. No time anymore.
I get out the house.
Oh, that's funny.
We got a big crisis going on.
Big crisis.
A red tide in Tampa Bay.
That is pretty
bad
right now.
That is actually really bad.
Yeah.
Horrible.
That actually hurts.
What was the local fishing
community.
Did they say 1,100? What did they say? How many tons or 1,100 tons of dead fish or something like that?
Definitely too much. Too much. Way too much going on.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty soon it's going to be a dead zone. And you know, the way it's going now... Won't be surprised if it's damn near dead now. There's dolphins, manatees.
Dolphins and manatees?
I've seen turtles. Yeah, that's good. The news is not playing. No one's doing nothing about it. The mayors don't talk about it. The politicians
I see it on Bay News 9.
No one gets fined.
It was really, really bad.
No one gets fined, but if I throw something out of my car, I get pulled over for littering. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
Somebody should be held responsible for that.
Yeah, no, they need to be. And
so, what are they saying that they caused all this that made it so bad?
Well, they're going to say
there was
at
that
any point only dumped 180 million gallons. Well,
yeah, but that with
it was
heat and everything that else happens. I mean, it usually happens in like the darker colored waters.
Yeah, well, you know, they need to ban all fertilizing your property for the rest of the year.
They should.
Just quit doing it.
Because all that stuff was run down into the sewers and it goes down to our bays. And that shit kills our fish.
And
what are these, every time a storm comes, like you start hearing about how they're doing dumps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of overflow of water, too much water, too much rain, and they're doing dumps into the Tampa Bay.
It's bad planning, and they just keep building, and they keep building, and they don't think that there's going to be anything wrong with it.
Yeah, downtown St. Pete is a perfect example of that right now.
Yeah, you just walk the beaches and there's fish everywhere.
Like, what would happen if the one building, the big one downtown?
Uh-huh.
So it's a condo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Imagine if everybody flushed their toilets at one time.
Well, that was the problem. That's why they have this whole project going down there, increasing the size of the sewer. I mean, you have an increase of 7-1 ratio of what used to be there a decade
ago. That water's got to go somewhere. It's crazy. Sewage. So, all right, you guys ready for Bo's Buccaneer trivia of the day, player of the day trivia?
Let's have it. Get me off this red tide topic because I guess we're pissed.
How many touchdowns did John Lynch score? John Lynch is our player of the day, actually.
Three.
Three touchdowns, Chip.
I know this one. Day. Seven.
You guys are all
wrong. Wow. Zero. Jeez. Disappointing. Zero. Disappointing.
I had a touchdown. That was a trick question. That was a good one, bud.
Wow.
That was a good one, bud. Maybe yourself.
He just congratulated himself. Wow.
That's how unreal. Many interceptions did Mr. 47 have?
None.
13.
Jeez.
13?
Eight.
I'm gonna go with zero.
Zero.
Knowing you. Jeez.
26 interceptions.
Wow.
That's a lot.
How many do you? What was his most in one season?
Seven.
Six. Seven.
I don't know, man. I feel like these are all trick questions.
I know. Now I do too. I'm just gonna.
I'll say five. Three was.
I didn't
his
even
most.
Get to give an answer.
No. That's crazy though. And then let's go. How many times did he fumble?
Oh, I know this.
Did he fumble or like forced to fumble?
He fumbled.
He fumbled it.
Twice.
Yeah, I'm gonna say twice.
I said it first, you gotta pick another one.
He did fumble twice.
Boom.
How many
sound.
Nope. No.
Sound.
Then you gotta hit it. I'll touch the boy for Chip.
What was this?
How many times did he force a fumble? For the tiebreaker.
Six.
Four. For the daily double.
15. Ooh,
that was 10. Wow.
That's so that's fine. I mean, that one? Yeah, we can do the last final one. Whoever even gets within range of it. I'll give you an over-under on total tackles.
What do you got?
Let's do over-under 405. Over-under for his whole career of tackles.
Over.
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 Under.
What's over? Now, 405.
Jeez.
How many did he have? It's not, I'll give you a cap too, so don't go outrageous. It's gonna, let's cap it at around 450.
430.
So from 405 to 450.
I'll say 430.
441.
426.
Jeez, I don't even get a guess there.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
449.
what was the total?
446.
That's exactly what I said.
No, you said 446. 446. No. Support. You guys were all over.
Four.
I win again.
You
I won my game.
By the way, you guys can get on Fox, that super bet, that super six or whatever bet, and there's something right now where you can win $20,000 by picking next year, something with next year's MLB All-Star game. So you might want to go on that app.
Did you do it?
Oh, no. So, no, it was last night. I actually did it. It's where you pick six outcomes of the game. I was 2 of 6 last night.
For next year's game?
Yeah, but... I didn't win.
Oh, for last night's game.
Well, this is like a laying a bet right now for next year's All-Star game.
Yeah.
Selections.
Oh, what is it? Because I heard last night that
they... you got to get on. I just saw
it. Well, that's what I heard last night. Guys about it. Yeah, it was a Fox Super 6 thing.
Speaking of fun games like that, FanDuel's coming up.
FanDuel is coming up.
What about, are we going to do a...
Oh, we are. No, what do you mean?
Are we going to do a... fantasy football,
of course.
Yeah, we need Sharpie to play.
We're not doing like the traditional thing. We're doing leagues.
We are. We're doing a draft league.
It's too much time, man.
And you do it from the comfort of your home.
That's too long time. One month today from the first preseason game of the Bucks.
What is it? 1 month from today,
August 14th.
It's on a Wednesday.
Against who?
No, it's not.
Cincinnati.
That is correct. Good job. I'm impressed.
It's either that, and then we play Tennessee, and then we're on the road.
Let me go through my list here. What else? Like anything else? Or am I moving on? Okay, I think we're good on all that. You guys want to do some funny Would You Rather for the last 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah. Let's hear it, bud.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
This is from Bleacher Report.
Hold on. This is Chip's Would You Rathers.
Yeah.
What, man? I won't ever touch the board again.
I get
to frickin'
my sense.
Nope.
Would you rather fight? This is a good one because it's the first time. fight Mike Tyson in a boxing ring on live television, or tangle with former Atlanta Braves psycho John Rocker in a dark alleyway?
I'm fucking tangling with John Rocker.
I'm probably going after John Rocker.
Because I'm going to have a couple beers in me if I'm meeting him. I give myself a chance.
Yeah, let's
John Rocker with the menace, though.
I'm not, no, there's no way I'm stepping in the ring with Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson now or Mike Tyson?
It doesn't matter.
Because if it's John Rocker now, I got a shot.
There's just too much respect for Mike Tyson. Imagine if you were knocking.
Okay, what if it was Mike Tyson now or John Rocker?
I'd knock his old ass out, man.
Yeah. Jeez.
I would take. I don't even know who Rocker is.
John Rocker. I would take Rocker. He used to come running out of the bullpen.
Big old country boy that threw hard.
Kind of like the guy in Major League, like.
Greg Vaughn, or what was his name? He is a big dude.
On
the Yankees, that was the big hoss.
John Rocker's a big dude.
Had
a
problem with Wild Thing, Ricky Vaughn.
In the movie?
Yeah,
of course.
I don't know. What was the other? Would you rather what? I mean, aside from John Rocker, I mean, he's a big dude. Now that I think about it.
No. Would you rather work once a week in the stadium of your team's biggest rival for a season, picking up their garbage, working the turnstile, silently enduring the drunken trash talking if it meant your team would win the national championship or title game or tournament cup? Would you do that for your team?
Work
a whole season, like going over to the fucking Saints, working a whole season, listening to them, trash talking.
Probably. I mean,
and talking about being the best. Picking up their garbage.
Well, they work my job.
Depends on what kind of job. I ain't going to sit there and pick up popcorn shells.
I probably would.
It's a bathroom job.
I probably would just be at the...
I'm not going to downgrade myself, though. That's just kind of low.
So your team can win? Like, you have a guarantee your team will win the championship.
What are we talking about?
I'm in, man. I'm going to gamble.
You're picking up garbage. You're working the turnstiles. You're silently enduring their drunken
trash. Not changing out urinal cakes.
And we know they're going to win.
Yeah, throwing it in there. Yeah, we're urinal cakes.
Unclogging the toilets. Cleaning out the grease traps. Absolutely.
And we know that the team's going to win.
Come on. Y'all better fucking win.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
I'm working in like a team store or something.
Can we make an early
bet? You're not working in no team store.
I'll work in the team store.
So you would say it's the worst end job that you can have working in the stadium.
I hate to say it. I'll be the first one, man. There ain't no way in hell I'm going to work for the Saints.
I would
and
because
up Saints garbage or shit like that.
See,
so I'd better get out there and bust their ass.
That's what I'm saying.
When we win, I'll be left.
Would you rather let your child grow up to be the greatest curler to ever broom the ice, or the goofiest wrestler in the WWE?
Goofiest wrestler in the WWE.
Dude, what was the first one again?
Yeah, they definitely be paid.
Ever broom the ice, or wrestler?
Oh, wrestler all day. Yeah. What's wrong with a wrestler?
But dude, I mean, goofy wrestler. You're talking like
Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown.
Yeah, Boogeyman.
But the greatest curler ever.
Nah, ain't nobody respecting the curler.
What do you do for work?
Curler.
I curl.
This is a good one for you, like baseball people. Who would you rather have pitching for you in Game 7? Of the World Series?
Randy Johnson.
R.A. Dickey on a smoking hot streak throwing quivering knuckleballs, or Randy Johnson in his prime raining down 100 plus bird killers?
Randy.
But I don't know.
Those knuckles, they're dangerous, but then again, they're also.
No, I mean, I would take Randy. I'd take Randy all day.
Yeah, but those knuckleballs can become.
That's right.
See, it took me a minute, but I got it. I used to throw one, so I would know. Either it's effective or either it's going to get hit pretty hard, pretty far.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
Yeah, I go with Randy.
So a lot of people don't like the NHL commissioner, right? Gary Bettman.
Why is that?
They just don't. I don't know if this would mean anything to you guys, but the question is, would you rather take a slap shot to the butt from Victor Hedman if doing so meant that Gary Bettman?
Fuck no, I don't know about that. That guy can keep his job.
Dude,
I ain't losing my butt chain now. No way. Not a chance.
I'm not taking that. I'm breaking.
You'll lose a cheek. What if it goes in your cheek? Then you're really screwed.
Oh, God.
You got puck butt.
Cockpot. That's horrible.
Would you rather take a Roberto Carlos free kick to the groin just once, or have to watch the Armani commercial featuring Cristiano Ronaldo every time you open your internet browser? If you haven't seen this commercial, it's a tragedy.
No, yeah. I ain't getting kicked in the movies.
Yeah, I don't think I'd get kicked either.
I could deal with the 5-10 seconds.
You're not
going to
want to see that every time you open your internet browser.
Yeah, but then I looks like I ain't going on the internet.
I'm sure I have, but I'm sure I just don't pay attention to it.
I'm sure you can just go to another tab and let the ad run out.
Let's see. What else we got? What else we got? If you were the Miami Heat, would you rather have current LeBron James on your team or Michael Jordan in his prime? Or would you rather replace Shaquille O'Neal in his prime?
What?
Would you rather have LeBron James on your team?
The bum-ass dude that's always hurt?
Or Michael Jordan in his prime?
A goat?
Or would you rather replace Shaquille O'Neal in his prime? Like, would you rather have one of those two, or would you rather have to get rid of Shaquille O'Neal to bring in somebody?
I'd rather have MJ.
Really?
That's not even a question.
Really?
I mean, Shaq was good. Obviously, I would say Michael too, but Shaq was
pretty dominant.
He was a monster. His first like 5, 6, 7 years, so he got big, like put on the weight.
Would you rather eat a whole uncooked goat to cure your team's curse and win a World Series?
Nope.
A whole uncooked goat?
God, that sounds horrible.
No.
No way.
I think about like a steak sandwich uncooked.
No.
No way, man.
I just don't think I can.
They're just gonna be cursed.
I heard goat's really bad for you.
Yeah. Sometimes may be good. Sometimes.
Very good. Sometimes.
That was stupid. All right. This is something like quick ones right here. Would you rather be a star? This is kind of like, I think you asked this one time, actually. Would you rather be a star of a bad team or an average player of an elite team?
Oh, yeah. Either way, I'd be a star. But
average player on an elite team.
I don't think that you wouldn't last, right? I
mean, what?
They'd get rid of your ass.
I mean, you can be a day-to-day. You can be an everyday guy and make it last. Not everybody's going to be a superstar.
You can make it last, maybe.
Would you rather be a baseball player and win the World Series or a football player and win the Super Bowl?
Football, jeez.
Probably Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Americans, pastime, baseball.
I feel like football.
It'd be tough, but
what position did you play though? That's a trick question. Are you like a key aspect in the football team, or are you just
let's
like
just say you're key on both.
You're key. Yeah, like you're the starting
Deion
pitcher.
Or Bo Jackson.
Oh gosh.
I'm Bo Jackson, so I can play both. Deion played both too.
Yeah. Okay. I think they both played both.
But they didn't play hockey, though, did they?
They probably could have, though.
Oh, my God. There we go. They could have.
I would say if they would give it a shot, they would figure it out. It might not be off rips. But.
I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
What?
Would you rather take the responsibility for losing the championship or have a teammate take credit for a win that you deserved?
Win that I deserved. I let them celebrate and have it because I don't like losing.
I'll take the responsibility of someone losing the game, say, oh yeah, that was on me. Guess what? I got to get chewed out.
Would you rather retire as a forgotten coach with a winning record or a famous coach known to lose championships?
Forgotten coach with a winning record? Who wants to lose? You guys losing fucking things. Nah, I'm winning. I don't care if they know me. I know what I did.
Okay. Would you rather be an average player with a good reputation or an elite player with rumors of cheating?
I'm taking Roy Woods.
I'll take the rumors of cheating. Jeez, that goes along with the fame.
Are they just rumors, though?
Yeah, rumors.
That's awesome. I'll probably be an elite player.
Would you rather play a coach at college or a professional team?
Ooh.
That would be kind of hard, too, but I would probably do the big stage. I would do the big
leagues. I don't know. I'd rather. I think I'd have more fun at college.
College could be fun.
I think being a college, winning a college national championship.
Yeah, this one's kind of creepy. Would you rather have really cool uniforms with a rundown stadium or state-of-the-art stadium with ugly ass uniforms?
State-of-the-art with rundown uniforms. Who cares how you look?
Nah. Raw ass.
He said wrong. No, you got to look good. Play bad.
Play
good.
Would you rather get paid a lot to be on a bad team or paid below average to be on an elite team?
Below average to be on an elite team. What's below average? Below average is still amount of money. Now.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
I'm getting the bag.
Would you rather have a long average playing career or have a short fantastic career? Short cut by average.
Short fantastic career.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing long average.
In and out, 10 years, get it done. Calvin
Dude,
Johnson.
Imagine that you're getting paid the most.
I was thinking
like
2 years.
And you have a
two years. That's it, man. That's all you get is 2 years.
Would you rather own the record for most points scored or most championships?
Most championships.
Yeah, for sure. Got to be money in that.
Rather be elite or underdog player.
Underdog.
Bet against me.
I'd rather be elite, man. I want people to come for me, man.
Okay. Now here's one. This is a good one. Would you rather stay on your below average team or join your rival and go win a title?
Ooh.
I mean, I'm
out, bitches. I'm getting that championship.
I'm gonna join my rival, right? Yeah.
I'll come back and let you know how it was.
It depends. Like, what if you were like, you grew up a certain fan of a team and they drafted you like number one or top five, you know, invested everything into you. Do you walk away from that and go join a team that you grew up hating because they played your team?
I don't know. Loyalty. That's a real thing. Would you rather pass to a teammate and guarantee he scores and he gets all the victory, or take the shot yourself, take a chance?
I'm taking every shot I get the chance.
So let me get this right. You could pass every... to me, and I will definitely make it.
I don't believe it.
Or you take the shot
and could make it.
That's exactly right. Yes. Exactly. Most of the time, shit. He's going to take it anyway.
I mean, I don't. I would probably take the shot too.
Hell no, dude! You pass to your teammate that is definitely going to. I'm telling you, if you pass,
Chip,
it's 100% you win.
Chip, I'm 6'7".
Yeah. Which point?
You're 6'2".
I'm 6'6".
I gave you 2 inches.
Okay, thank you.
I'm dunking. I'm taking it to the hole every time.
He's taking it to the hole.
Taking it to the hole every time. Do you blame me?
No. But what I'm saying is, the question is, if you pass it to me, it's 100%. Like if they see the future, I make the shot, we win. Or you be selfish and you just take the shot.
What game are we winning?
It's not the future with them.
A preseason game?
Would you rather go undefeated in the regular season or win the championship?
Win the championship.
Yeah. I don't care if I lose 13 games in the season. Championship. Would you rather be a legendary coach or a legendary player?
Legendary player, for sure.
Coaches have longer careers.
You want to play indoors or outdoors?
Outdoor.
Indoors, beautiful. I'm just going against this guy.
I've kind of noticed that after a while.
Would you rather retire for a year or play but not score for a season?
Oh.
Retire
dude.
For a year.
He just waits for Bo to answer. It goes opposite.
I retire.
I'm playing.
He's sticking with it, right?
This one. You want to peak early or late?
What do you say, Bo?
No, you go ahead. Wait. Huh? I'm peeking early.
He still went different on him. Jeez.
Longer career.
If you were a coach, would you rather wear a suit or a polo?
I'd get a uniform.
Neither.
You'd wear your
neither.
Uniform. So you'd have a number and your name on the back and everything.
Even if it was basketball, man, I'd dress out with those guys.
Nah, suits where it's at.
Okay.
So you're telling me you would stand on the sidelines of a Bucks game mid-August, September.
Straight black suit. Yep.
With a red tie.
Powerful red tie.
Would you rather have a shoe or an award named after you?
Award.
I would rather have
award.
Oh my gosh, they agreed. Yes.
Now, ain't no one trying to walk around some dog
would
shoes.
Would you rather have one exceptional non-sport talent? Or be slightly above average athlete. So, like, would you like to be really good at, I don't know, bartending and flipping that shit, or being an above average athlete?
Above average athlete? Who's the bartender when you can play sports?
I mean, yeah, above average.
Go ahead. You'll be that bartender.
Yeah, definitely not being the bartender.
Okay, well, I was just saying that was just an example, but there's pick anything you want.
Like,
would you like to be really, really good at something?
Like Dirk Diggler?
Or just be an average athlete?
I'd be an average athlete. I think that'd be fun.
I think I'd be really, really good at something. Like what? Like the best at something.
He said bartending. That's like not getting me
that's
there.
Like, yeah, it's like
I threw bartending out there.
Chip, you're not selling it.
You gotta sell it.
You gotta put a career on it, man.
Right.
Okay. You want to be the best trash picker upper at the Saints Stadium because your other team's gonna win the Super Bowl?
Right. Yeah. Am I the best ref?
Would you rather tank a season to get top overall draft pick or just miss the playoffs and get a mid round pick?
I'm definitely
I'm fighting.
I'm just missing the playoffs, fighting to get in there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, there goes.
Get a mid rounder.
Experience.
Would you rather be tall and slow or short and fast?
Well, I'm not too slow, but I'm pretty tall, so I know how bad.
Yeah, 6'7" pretty tall, bro.
Yeah. Being short and fast, dude. I mean, you get around a lot of things real quick.
Bo,
be medium and medium.
That's not the question.
Staying short and fast.
No. Nah. Would you rather be a great recruiting coach or a great strategist coach?
Recruiting.
Strategy.
Would you rather play the whole first three quarters of a football game or just the fourth quarter?
And all three quarters.
Nah, just the fourth.
Yeah, that means you started and you dominated and you get a breather.
They save me for last.
Save you for last because it scores 41 to shit. I bet on the last end. It's not
I'm clutch, man. I'm clutch.
Would you rather join an experienced veteran team or a young, energetic team?
Energetic.
Old experience.
Experience.
Oh, great gosh, experience. No.
Would you rather play a 40 degree or 90 degrees?
I wish it was 90 degrees here.
It's like 100.
It's like 100, yeah.
I'm going to go 40.
And not like some cold weather football.
No, I ain't. Cold weather football. Nothing.
I love
cold
weather. It's fine. Football. Yeah, you'll work. So you'll work
play
yourself.
Play always lose or win, but sit on the bench.
Oh shit!
I would.
I would have to.
That's horrible, man. But I'd have to.
I'd win.
I'd have to sit on the bench. Yeah,
I would too. Out there giving it my all.
I don't know what it's like to be a loser, Bo. Go for it, Bo.
Would you rather play? Okay. Would you rather be the most skilled player or the most intelligent player?
Intelligent.
Skill.
Skilled. Is one a ball hog? So like the skilled player is a ball hog.
But the skilled guy, skilled. He's just dumb as a box of rocks, though. I mean, every interview and everything.
Got all the brains, can't even do anything. Can't even run.
Yeah, I mean, the skilled guy.
Run fast or jump high.
Except manage the whole team. I mean, with his intelligence.
Speed is inevitable. You got speed here. You're doing.
Dude's gonna get.
Now, this is the last 10. You want? Oh, actually, real quick, dog. You want to run fast or jump high?
Run faster, jump high. I'm pretty sure if you run fast, you can jump high. And if you jump high, you can probably run fast.
Okay. Great answer.
And if you play baseball, you can play
hockey. Would you rather be a mascot for the day or drive the Zamboni?
Oh, my gosh. The Zamboni, for sure.
Dude.
That's a quality job right there, man.
I think I'd be Captain Fear.
Yeah?
Yeah. That'd be fun. Turn up on a Monday night. That guy would be all over the field, you know?
Would you rather always lose the championship or never make the playoffs?
Oh, wow. I'd rather always lose the championship. Yeah.
Yeah, because if you never make the playoffs, then you're not even getting a chance.
You get no action, right?
Would you rather play with your bestie or beat your rival?
Beat my rival.
For sure.
Yeah, everybody, and anybody that doesn't say beat your rival is a lying son of a bitch.
I play with my bestie.
You're such a liar. Would you rather go undefeated on the road or at home?
On the road, for sure.
On the road.
Yeah.
I mean, putting a good show on for the fans, man.
God, here he goes. Always, always going the other way with it.
Would you rather meet your childhood sports idol today or play your sports idol in his or her prime?
Shit, today? Joe Jackson ain't that bad.
I'm playing him.
Prime, right?
It's prime.
He's
yeah,
going prime, prime. Okay. Jeez, man.
It'll be a rough day for you. Yeah, it'll be a rough day. It'll be the best ping pong player.
Would you rather practice early in the morning or late at night?
Depends on what time the game was.
Oh, shit, man. I need my
practice
rest.
Day. It's not a game.
Hold on. You're talking about practice?
Yeah, it's not even a game day.
I don't know. I like that.
Early in the morning practice.
Would you rather lose on television or win with nobody watching?
Ooh. Didn't you do these like week two?
This one, man. Or would you rather have to play on New Year's Day or Thanksgiving?
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Christmas?
New Year's. Yep.
Would you rather play a position you're better at or play a position you have more fun with?
fun.
Position I'm better at.
Jeez.
Yeah, better.
Oops, there goes that baseball.
All right, guys.
That is true.
That was good.
There goes that ball.
Hats off to the Stanley Cup champions yet again.
Rats off to them.
Patrick Maroon doing the hat trick back to back to back.
Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
Impressive, man.
How many of our guys do you think we're going to lose?
My kid came in the night and said, I bet you anything, Dad, that they trade Stamkos.
I can see him going. If anything, I can almost see him retiring.
He's convinced that Stamkos is going to go.
To Seattle?
Traded.
You can cover seven players, right? Because you have an expansion team coming in, Seattle Kraken.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't pick, I think there'll be like two or three guys that'll not be able to get picked, and they'll be able to come and pick one player off your team.
Kind of like franchise tagging the players.
Seattle gets to do that. One player off any team.
It's like you said, there's seven players you can
tag. Kraken gets to step up.
Just like
just declare.
That's how the Vikings or the Golden Knights did.
The Knights.
Who did they get from us?
I don't know who they got from us.
I'm not sure exactly, but I think it's playoff teams that they get to pick one person off every playoff team.
They get a good deal of players.
But what I did hear is that you can do.
Oh, dude, what if they come along and like take Hedman?
That's what I'm saying.
Those guys are locked. They're protected. There's certain players that
are. Lightning are allowed to lock in X amount of players. I think it's seven players.
So who would we? All right, well, let's ask this question to us. Who would we lock?
Well, obviously Vazzy, Hedman,
Point,
Cooch.
I will.
Point and Cooch, 100%.
Cooch.
I want Yanni Gourde. The guy's a beast.
Cirelli.
I think Cirelli would be on my chopping block.
What?
Yeah.
You're batshit crazy.
Kalorn wouldn't be on my chopping block.
Tyler Johnson's probably going to be on the chopping block.
He was going to be on the chopping block before the season started.
He's already on it.
But Cirelli and Johnson are two that are out there, 100%.
But and that's the thing. You can dish off two players for one.
They're going to keep. I guarantee you there's going to be probably about, I would say, 60% of this core return. There's going to be a couple big names, but it's not going to be
a 100%.
But not only that, you got to understand too, the Lightning have also drafted very well. There's also a lot of players that are underneath that are winning for those.
One kid, Joseph, the young kid,
Matthew
Joseph.
Oh my God, bro!
It's not like these guys don't have people, and that's how like this team and the Rays have actually stayed successful is the way they actually produce and bring up players.
Yeah.
So it's not anything to worry about if we lose a big name, but I mean. I don't see any of the big guys leaving besides Stamkos.
Did you guys hear that, getting off subject, that the Bucks are trying to work out a contract extension with Chris Godwin? They got to get it finalized by tomorrow. And they're talking about, from what I heard from my sources, that they're flirting with Shaq Barrett to extend his contract to relieve some money.
Hey, I don't know. I like where we are now. If anything else
and
happens,
Jason,
I extend both those players, keep it going.
Jason in the office, whatever you guys are doing, keep doing it.
Jason the money guy. Or who's the money guru guy? What's his name?
I don't know. He works for Jason.
You don't even care. No, Jason. He's the only one that's orchestrated.
Seriously. I mean, literally. He has a financial... The Lightning's coach, the Rays coach.
Which is who?
Cash.
What's his first name?
David. David.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Damn.
Yeah, I was close. Bruce Arians, all of our coaches, all of our GMs, I mean, people love these people.
There's a community,
are you guys feeling any, like, is there any doubt, like, anything that worries you about the Bucks this year?
Every year.
Everybody's got to stay healthy. That's every year with everything.
I mean, they drafted good. They got a lot of depth. They got a lot of depth everywhere.
It's any given Sunday.
But
it doesn't matter.
A lot of depth. But bro, like, you have an injury. Some wood.
I don't hear any.
One of our top players.
I don't hear.
I'm not down with that.
I don't hear anything of like, we got to worry about secondary. No, they're lights out.
Yeah,
the linebackers lights out. The D. Everything like it seems like it's. We need something to kind of like, put us back in reality.
Yeah.
Like everyone's gonna be like, oh, the Bucks are, you know.
No, I agree, but I would simply say that injury is my biggest concern. That and just, I'm not really worried about the team camaraderie.
Have you guys been watching In the Current?
No,
episodes.
Just came out. Episode 5. You should give it a shot. just go home, put it on, fall asleep.
Yeah. After it's over.
Fall asleep?
After it's over.
Oh, wow.
Why you go jump the gun there, Shorty P?
Jeez, I was just going
to
say.
It's something to watch, and then you're like, oh, man, that was awesome. You go to sleep, and then you dream about being on the field with Tom Brady.
Dog, how does everybody get a hold of us, bud?
Oh, I don't know, because I can't answer the phone.
Sometimes, baby, cool, sometimes, baby, shit.
See?
You need to write down the password.
You just need to give it to me.
What you got, dog?
Well, you can always hit it up on us up on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
@TakeItLikeAFan.
@TakeItLikeAFan. Or you can call us, which was supposed to pick up the phone, 844-542-411, or text us at 727-388-1644.
Send your message to
And don't forget to check out our previous podcast on TakeItLikeAFan.com.
This is, 41?
Yeah, 41.
Technically
42. It's technically 42 because you guys lost the episode.
No, I don't.
We don't have control over what happens after we get done recording.
I told you back then that I accidentally...
Listen, he forgot recording one time.
I forgot to record my own piece, but hey, you know what? We're still here.
If we didn't record it, did it ever happen?
Here.
It never happened.
Yeah.
We are awesome at this. All right, gentlemen, let's get out of here.
Later.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Scram. Suit.
Take care.
Good ball.